Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour cosmic cocktail party. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Boston to Baltimore, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Everybody, how we doing? Thanks so much for making us part of your morning. I got a feeling you are going to enjoy today's extravaganza. Because I just feel like top to bottom, east to west, hour one to hour three, cold open to epic fail, I just think you are going to enjoy everything about this show.
That's very good, Damon.
Thank you, Mike Riley. This morning, our gadget guru friend, Katie Linendahl, she of Erie, PA, and home of the Ox Roast, is going to join us in studio for Father's Day. She's got gadget and gift ideas for Dad. Guess when Father's Day is, everybody? Sunday.
You are a machine of death.
Forgot about that one, didn't you? Oh, we all have Mother's Day on the docket. Everybody knows we got to take care of moms. And then Dad's is a month after, and it's always like, oh, I just did something for Mother's Day. Dad, here's a tie. Here's a new pair of socks. My bad. So we will get you hooked up. I'm going to see Papa Amendo on Sunday. In fact, I just saw him yesterday. But I'm going to go home on Sunday to see him and maybe do a little cookout barbecue backyard style with the pops. Maybe watch a little World Cup with him on Sunday. So, Dads, we've got you covered with Katie Linendahl an hour from now. Also, with the World Cup here, my friend, I love having him on the show. We have not had him on the show in a long time. J.J. Devaney, who's co-host of the Caught Offsides soccer podcast. He's so great. An Irishman for Irishmen. The guy can tell us where to have a pint, where to watch the soccer, and how to bet on it. He's coming up in the third hour of the show in studio. And I can't wait because for those that are kind of wondering about the American sports ties to the World Cup, he has got us with which country represent which American sports teams. And it's a pretty funny list, if I do say so myself. So we'll get to that coming up in the third hour of the show. Is Dan Snyder lying about season tickets? What is going on with Kellen Winslow? Is baseball scared about attendance? And so much more. 855-212-4CBS. On any of those topics you want to weigh in, hit me up on the phone. It's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. And it's a Target Demo Friday. So, on Facebook as well, you can let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show. We'll read them coming up here at the end of the third hour. We begin with a story about a man named LeBron. Yet another summer of LeBron, and this one surrounds who is he going to team up with and where is he going to go, just like the previous two. But this summer of LeBron has a unique name in there. We've heard LeBron and Paul George for a while. We know that LeBron and Dwayne Wade were a thing in 1.0 8 years ago. We know LeBron and Kevin Love became a thing after LeBron's 2.0 4 years ago. But how about today? Yes, there's Paul George, but could there also be a Kawhi Leonard? Speculation now surrounding that not only would LeBron decide to go to the Lakers with Paul George, but they would try to drag Kawhi Leonard with them from San Antonio. Is there any way the Spurs trade Kawhi to the Lakers, giving Los Angeles a monster three of Kawhi, LeBron, and PG-13? It is where we begin. It is your cold open.
I mean, I have no idea at this point. The one thing that I've always done is consider, obviously my family, understanding, especially where my boys are at this point in their age. They were a lot younger. The last time I made a decision like this 4 years ago, I got a teenage boy, a preteen, and a little girl right now that wasn't around as well. Sitting down and considering everything, but my family is a huge part of whatever I've decided to do. I'm in my career, and they will continue to be that. So I don't have an answer for you right now as far as that.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That would be, of course, LeBron James following his elimination in the NBA Finals as the Warriors clinched yet another championship. Could this work? Well, this is how it would work. The Lakers have the cap space for two max deals, which would be LeBron and Paul George. So that's not a big deal. All they have to do is waive Luol Deng, and they've got their money for LeBron and Paul George. But to get Kawhi Leonard, you've got to get the Spurs to trade him to you. And how would that work? Well, remember, the Spurs have the ability right now to give him a $219 million extension, a super max deal. So, would he leave $219 on the table right now? If Kawhi didn't want to be there and said, you've got to trade me and I want to be traded to Los Angeles with the Lakers, a package would probably have to include either Lonzo Ball or Brandon Ingram or perhaps both. Because what would the Spurs want that the Lakers have? It's not going to be Kyle Kuzma and parts. They're going to want Lonzo, Ingram, both, and picks, or at least a pick. Can it work? Well, the Spurs, if they really have no other options, may say, okay, we're in a desperate situation. Let's get young pieces. Let's get draft picks. Let's try to reboot here. But here's the thing. I don't think the Spurs are going anywhere near trading Kawhi Leonard, their star, their franchise guy, their former finals MVP, and one of the six or seven best players in basketball. I don't think they're trading him to a Laker rival. I don't think they're trading him to Los Angeles. I don't think they're trading him to a place where they can watch him soar and win championships over them. I don't see that happening. The Spurs are too savvy of a franchise. They are too successful in what they do in addressing problems within their locker room and developing talent and remaining consistent and avoiding drama and just basically not shooting themselves in the foot. They are a franchise that does not shoot themselves in the foot. And so I don't see this happening. If they absolutely have to gun to head trade Kawhi Leonard, I don't think they're going to trade him to Los Angeles with a super team so that they could get their heads beat in by that franchise over the foreseeable future. They're going to do everything in their power, as we talked about extensively yesterday, to try to mend the rift with Kawhi because they know they just can't find another Kawhi. They don't draft high enough in the draft. They don't have the free agent draw to bring a guy of his stature there. They had to find him, really, as a diamond in the rough anyway. Nobody thought Kawhi had this potential, maybe outside of the Spurs, when they drafted him. If they end up trading him, it's going to be because that's their last case, their worst case scenario, and the last possible option for them. And I just don't think they're going to do it to a rival that they can look bad and stupid in for the next couple of years because of the Spurs. They don't traffic in looking bad and stupid. So, Lakers fans, you can dream about LeBron. You can dream about PG3, PG13. You can dream about Chris Paul as well. I wouldn't dream about Kawhi Leonard right now. I don't think that's happening. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. Let me also tell you that the NBA has skyrocketed in popularity over the last couple of years. And I think that's for two specific reasons. Number one, it's because the NBA realized star power sells. And this was from David Stern's era. And David Stern realized when he had Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, push, push, and push some more. Those guys, those stars. Every chance we get, everybody clap your hands. Every chance you get, put those guys on TV, market the hell out of them. And for 30 years, that has happened, and it went from those guys to Michael to Duncan and Iverson and Kobe, Shaq, now to LeBron, obviously Dwayne Wade, now this next group that are coming into their own now, the Durants, the Steph Currys. They sell on superstars. And because they realized this equation early, something that NHL has never been good at, baseball still struggles at, and the NFL has only recently tried to catch up at, they have a 30-year structure that is built towards focusing on stars because Americans love stars and they're easily relatable because we get to know one guy that could dictate a lot. Okay, fine. Number two is that the NBA offseason now never stops because those guys dictate where they want to go, which shifts the power structure in the entire league. Where LeBron goes this offseason creates a new championship contender and eliminates a championship contender if he leaves Cleveland. If Kawhi Leonard leaves San Antonio, he disassembles a championship contender in San Antonio, but creates one wherever he goes. Because of star power and our recognition about these stars, the NBA offseason can be more interesting than the NBA season. And because of that, that league is in a very healthy spot in terms of attention, notoriety, and becoming a discussion topic, even when it's not playing. Dan Snyder is one of the worst owners in all of sports. And wait till you hear the latest example of how he's made his once proud franchise a laughingstock punchline. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Let's make Jim Rome a National Radio Hall of Famer. Dial short code 96000 and text the message 800 to vote. Your vote counts. Standard message and data rates may apply. Game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, there are so many ways you can listen to this show. You can download the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or on Apple Music. And of course, you can always listen not only on CBS Sports Radio affiliates, but also if you don't get it in your local market, you can listen on SiriusXM too. 206.
Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter.
Time for your Friday Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Tweet at me, DA on CBS, or check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, to fire off your question. When Dan Snyder took over the Washington football franchise in 1999, little did we know nearly 20 years later it would be this bad. You have to remember that in the 1980s and early 1990s, specifically the Joe Gibbs era, Washington was a model franchise. Between 1982 and 1991, 9 years, they went to 4 Super Bowls. For somebody under the age of 25, that sounds ridiculous. Wait a second, Washington in 4 Super Bowls in a decade? They won in 82, they lost in 83, they won in 87, they won in 1991. Joe Gibbs was a Jedi. You don't realize it because also Joe Gibbs 2.0 was uninspired. But that dude was a Jedi. He brought an offense from the Air Coryell days in San Diego of the late 70s and took it to the next level in Washington, not though via a high-flying offensive attack right off the bat. He knew, you know what? This only works if I get John Riggins involved. They had Riggo. They got him off of a contract dispute, convinced him to come back, then built an offense around him and won a Super Bowl basically with a power ground game. Riggins was the Super Bowl MVP. After that, he then transitioned the offense and began airing it out with quarterbacks like Jay Schrader and then Mark Rippon. And when he lost Schrader, or Schrader was ineffective, he brought in a backup quarterback in Doug Williams, who was a scrap heap guy, to win a Super Bowl in 1987. Gibbs was a Jedi master. So you come out of the 80s and 90s, and there is a wait list for season tickets. Deadspin's Dave McKenna did a fantastic job documenting this. 80s and early 90s, there is a legitimate wait list. In that era, DC loves its football team. RFK is one of the smallest stadiums we have in the NFL. And at that point in time, there's about 20,000 to 30,000 fans that can't get season tickets. And that's a pretty significant season ticket list. 20,000 to 30,000 fans can't get season tickets, and they want them. That's a wait list. But again, Washington's going to the playoffs every year, winning Super Bowls. This is the glory era of Washington. And then Gibbs retires. They become a middle-of-the-road team. Then Dan Snyder buys the team, moves them out to the suburbs. They're in FedEx Field, which is way bigger than RFK. The team's no good, and this is where it really falls on hard times. You've got a different quarterback every year, a different coach every couple of years. This is the Jim Zorn, Steve Spurrier years. This is the Patrick Ramsey, Heath Shuler, Gus Frerotte nightmares. And as you might imagine, bigger stadium, worse team, not winning Super Bowls, coaches getting let go, quarterbacks who stink, your season ticket holder, your season ticket wait list doesn't get bigger, it gets smaller. And yet, Dan Snyder decides to go the opposite way. While he is a little miniature Napoleon tyrant, a guy who's got short man syndrome, I'll show you I'm a tough guy. I'll show you I know football. I'll show you I've been a team fan forever. He treats people like crap, fires everybody, impatient, spends terrible money on free agents like Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith and Albert Haynesworth, and they descend into dysfunction and mediocrity. And yet, the season ticket list, quote-unquote, grows. It goes from 30,000 fans to 45,000 fans. It goes from 45,000 fans in 01, the team says it's 50,000 fans. Dan Snyder, a few years later, said it became 75,000 names. And then in 2004, Dan Snyder claimed that more than 100,000 fans were on the season ticket wait list. Note that by 2004, we are more than a decade removed from Joe Gibbs, and Washington's been basically terrible for 10 years. In 2006, the team claimed it was 150,000 fans on the wait list. And then, a few years later, in 2008, 15 years after Joe Gibbs 1.0 was done, the team claimed 200,000 fans on its season ticket wait list. Why would they do this, DA? This doesn't make any sense, DA. What kind of business practice is this? Well, they were lying. They were openly lying. Why? They wanted to fabricate artificial demand. Washington had a big new stadium. The team stunk, fans were upset, and they were trying to rope-a-dope fans into buying season tickets. Saying, hey, there's a long wait list. So you say, well, doesn't that basically dissuade fans from buying season tickets? Oh, no, because Washington had implemented premium seats, dream seats, and the skip the line club, where if you spent more for suites, lower level boxes, lower level rows, or a skip the line pass, you didn't have to wait on this 200,000 seat wait list, which was a lie. And so they were duping their own fans into spending more money because they said, well, you won't have to wait on this list. Meantime, everybody buying tickets to a Washington football game looked around and said, there's more Giants fans here than anything else. There's more Eagles fans here. There's more Cowboys fans here. There is empty seats everywhere. The entire upper deck is open. We're 6-10 for the 14th straight year. Why would there be a 200,000 seat wait list? In fact, McKenna of Deadspin said every year as a Washington fan, he would go and buy tickets at the game, at the window, right before the game, wherever he wanted. It was all built on a lie. And this is just this ultimate underscore highlight, lowlight of Dan Snyder. The guy is a goon. The guy is one of the worst owners in all of sports. Because you got to realize where passion of that team was. We are on in Maryland. We are on in Baltimore. We are on in D.C. We are on in Virginia. All you guys in that region. And this, remember, Washington football region wasn't just the D.C. Metro and the Beltway. That extended to North Carolina before the Panthers. South Carolina before the Panthers. All parts of Virginia. That goes into West Virginia. Washington had one of the biggest footprints in all of the NFL, a regional team before there was a team in the Carolinas. You could find Washington football fans in Florida, in Georgia, in Louisiana. And now the team is a punchline. Why? Because Dan Snyder runs it. He is the worst. And this shows everything. Just this week, they said, for the first time, Washington doesn't have a season ticket wait list. They announced this week. Meantime, there was never a wait list. Never. And they had inflated this to 200,000 people, making you think, I'll never be able to get tickets. What a crock.
What a liar. What a thief. What a goon. Dan Snyder is the worst.
I am the epic fail.
855-212-4CBS. Your phone number, 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. And it takes a long time to build a generation of goodwill up, because after you tear it down, people do not want to buy back in. And there is an entire generation of Washington fans, now maybe two generations, that say, screw Dan Snyder and screw this team, because they've been screwing me for 25 years. When we return, sound check. Guys, don't go anywhere. I promise you this will deliver. Last night, I'm listening to Scotty Farrell's show. Scott Farrell dropped a line about the World Cup that had me dying and nearly pulling off the side of the road. We'll play that for you coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Are the glitch in the simulation.
We had a meat that I didn't even know didn't exist in the outside world. It's called ox roast. And I ate it like my whole childhood. And then I'm like, is that like a made up meat?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, it's a real meat, all right.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
It's just ox in a can. You've had that before, right? Welcome back. Full episodes of The DA available on iTunes. Search DA in CBS Sports there. You'll get full episodes. Subscribe, leave a comment or a rating. That helps other people find the podcast. We appreciate it very much. Also, go to daoncbs.com to check out full episodes as well.
DA.
DA. I love the DA.
Aw, the DA. I love the DA.
DA.
There is a scenario unfolding on the other side of the glass right now that I can say in all my years doing sports talk radio I've never seen. Right now, on the other side of the glass, with Mraz and Bilotti, is a giant inflatable dinosaur. It is the size of the entire studio that has got to be 8 feet tall. It looks like if Yao Ming came into the studio dressed as a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And guess who is delivering our inflatable Yao Ming Rex? The one and only Katie Linnendahl! Gadget guru extraordinaire. She has brought in Father's Day gift ideas, and I can't wait to see how a life-size Tyrannosaurus Rex inflatable fits in to this segment. She's coming up at the top of the hour. This is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And I believe that Mraz has captured the inflation of said dinosaur on his Instagram stories, so check that out at MrazCBS. They're trying to move the dinosaur out of the studios, and they're getting stuck as though they were trying to forklift Vince Wilfork out of a middle school bathroom. Oh, yeah, this looks like it'll end well. This looks like it'll end well. Hey, guys, maybe we want to wait until after the segment is over. That's probably the best idea, yeah. Okay, nice job, Mraz, executive producer of the show. Glad you have your wits about you. Let's get to your best audio of the day. It is time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Nice job by BMAC back on the simulcast at watchda.com, capturing the event as well of the inflatable dinosaur trying to be squeezed out of the control room doors. Watch the simulcast at watchda.com. U.S. Open. Everybody is panting over Tiger Woods. I want to see Tiger. What will Tiger do with the U.S. Open? We haven't seen him in the U.S. Open since 2015. What will Tiger do in Shinnecock? Lay a tiger egg?
I
didn't putt well today, and I thought I hit it. I drove it pretty good, pretty darn good for most of the day. Just never really took advantage of the opportunities, and you know, making a triple and two doubles, not very good.
It's never great when, as a golfer, your scorecard at the U.S. Open sounds more like Mraz's order at BK. I want a couple of doubles and a triple. Tiger tied for 80th right now at the U.S. Open. 80th. Check that. That's his world ranking. I'll get you more of the U.S. Open leaderboard with Andrew Bogish coming up here. But geez, Louise, Tiger Woods had a disastrous day yesterday. And it will only continue because people keep waiting for Tiger Woods to be something else that he's not. And there is so much hope, and I've talked about this, and I talked about this extensively before, the Masters. So much of the golf media has a job because of the Tiger Woods phenomenon. And I don't begrudge them that at all. But so many of them feel way more relevant when Tiger is competing, of which it's because more people care. So I understand it. But at the end of the day, openly waiting for him to do something is silly because, frankly, he's not that golfer anymore. He's an afterthought in terms of competing for these championships. And Tiger is tied for 87th on the leaderboard, 87th with a plus eight. Eight over after a day at Shinnecock. Yikes. Myles Garrett, defensive end, former number one pick of the NFL draft for the Cleveland Browns, was a 92-3 The Fan in C-Town and weighs in on Kevin Durant.
KD broke the league. I mean, you hopped onto a 73-9 team and he took the easy way out, in my mind. You know, it was different for when LeBron left. He kind of went to, you know, Wade and Bosh, and it wasn't something that was already guaranteed, something that you already knew was going to, you know, have immediate success. You kind of had to, you know, gel and, you know, work things, you know, into place. But with KD, you just stick him in and he scores. I mean, you already knew what they had. They were 73-9 before, and you know, you put, you know, the second best player in the world on a already all-time great team, and of course you're going to have, you know, success, and pretty easy success. Anybody could have an off night and still, you know, be able to, you know, find a way to win.
So, you might be asking yourself, why do I care what Myles Garrett thinks about Kevin Durant of the NBA? To which I wouldn't have a great answer. I don't know why you care about what an NFL defensive end does or thinks or cares about when it comes to the NBA. But all of that is totally true. Garrett has a great assessment of the KD situation. It does feel different. It is different. It is different because LeBron joined something that was an unknown. KD joined something that was a known. KD joined something that was already a champion and just stuck him in and they become even more powerful. And finally, Scott Farrell. Scotty Farrell is amazing in so many ways, but primarily because he says something all the time. He says things that nobody else could get away with or nobody else even thinks about. So Scott Farrell is last night discussing the World Cup. And I'm driving around listening to Scotty. And I almost drove off the side of the road when I heard him, of course, go into one of these Scotty Farrell tangents about the Uruguayan national team and his wife.
So I wanted to tell you, you and I have talked several times about soccer, but I've never told you that last World Cup, 4 years ago, my wife, 34C, she indicated to Carver High and I that she wanted to sleep with the entire Uruguayan World Cup team.
That's an interesting take from her.
So I know she's a big fan of the squad, and my guess is she'll be rooting for them in this year's tournament. And she thinks all their players are hot. Do they have a shot based on her, you know, urges and everything?
Is that not amazing? Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Oh, that's just so good. He's got the CBS soccer guy on. I believe it was Robert Gonzalez. He's got the CBS soccer insider on. And what does he ask the Soccer Insider? Does Uruguay have a shot because my wife wants to sleep with the team? Can we have the entire Scott Burrell soundbite again? I was dying laughing when I heard this. Listen to the insider's response.
So I wanted to tell you, you and I have talked several times about soccer, but I've never told you that last World Cup, 4 years ago, my wife, 34C, she indicated to Carver High and I that she wanted to sleep with the entire Uruguayan World Cup team.
That's an interesting take from her.
So I know she's a big fan of the squad. And my guess is she'll be rooting for them in this year's tournament. And she thinks all their players are hot. Do they have a shot based on her, you know, urges and everything?
I don't know what to do with this, Scott.
That's an interesting take from her.
That's Roger Gonzalez, CBS Sports soccer writer. Does anybody do it like Scotty Farrell?
Her urges. Do they have a shot?
Could you imagine coming on a sports radio show on the network thinking you're going to be breaking down the England defense or Mohamed Salah's injury, and instead you get, hey, does Uruguay have a chance because my wife wants to sleep with the team?
Do they have a shot based on her, you know, urges and everything?
What'd you think when you went back and you cut this audio this morning, Mraz?
I mean, number one, I think the first thing would be I wasn't shocked knowing Scott as well as I did. And it was the perfect way to wake up because you had texted me this. I woke up to it. It was the first thing I did when I got in here, and it started my day right. I've been in a great mood from the beginning, just laughing so hard at this. And so not shocking from Scott.
I love Scotty.
She indicated to Carver High that they were
She indicated to Carver High and I that she wanted to sleep with the entire Uruguayan World Cup team.
What conversation? How did that come up? How did she break the news to her husband and Mike Carver?
Carver with a Guinness going, yeah, I enjoy soccer. She goes, you know what I enjoy? That Uruguayan team.
I want to bed all of them. Okay, Mrs. Farrell, okay. Yeah, pass the shrimp cocktail, I guess. I don't know. What do I do with that? Oh, it's
Uruguayan
fantastic.
World Cup team.
Oh, you couldn't make it up. Oh, I love Scotty. You can listen to the Scott Farrell, Farrell on the Bench show, right here on CBS Sports Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. here on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, as we play that, Uruguay just scored to take the lead in stoppage time against Egypt. It was a scoreless match in the 92nd minute, and in stoppage time, Uruguay scores as we just played that.
He's gone.
Absolutely amazing. That is the magic of Scotty Farrell.
Uruguayan World Cup team.
Something about it that I can't get enough of. Ross tweets, DA, love hearing you talk about Erie, PA and our weird meets. Keep doing your thing, Katie. Erie is a great underrated sports town. One of the most famous products of Erie, Pennsylvania is Ox Roast. The second most famous is Katie Linendahl. Gadget Guru. She's going to be joining us in studio for your Father's Day gift roundup. Some good gift ideas. By the way, Father's Day is on Sunday. Now, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. And everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Also, today is a Target Demo Friday. So we're going to post the thread on Facebook. You can also get at me on Twitter as well. And let me know what you're doing as you listen to the show, how you're listening, where you're at. and your plans for a wonderful summer weekend, and we'll read them coming up later on in the show. Target Demo Friday comes up at the end of every Friday show so that we know what you guys got going on and where you bees at. Also, we did this when we started the overnights because we wanted to know, what were our listeners up to? What were they doing? Who was listening in the middle of the night? And we've brought it back for this time slot, and it's been fantastic every Friday. Love hearing from you peeps about what you're doing as you listen to the show. So keep them coming. I have so much fun reading through those every Friday. Uruguay! Scores! And my wife wants to sleep with them! Katie Linadal coming up here in studio. Watch us at watchda.com. She's got an inflatable T-Rex. You'll want to see it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Do they have a shot based on her, you know, urges and everything?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.